And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1997. I'm Fred Vobey, and as you know, we've got a convention coming up August 29th through September 1st at the Newcastle Ramada Inn at U.S. Route 13 and I-295. But we also have the International Radio Club of America Convention coming up. Mike Sanborn is hosting the IRCA Mega Convention at the Holiday Inn Bristol Plaza, located in Cosa Mesa, California, July 25th, 26th, and 27th, one day before my birthday. The registration fee is $35, and the room rates are $60 per night per room, not per person. And those rooms include a king and sofa bed, or two queen beds. The hotel is located right off the southbound Bristol off-ramp at the 405 San Diego Freeway, 3131 South Bristol, Cosa Mesa, California, 92626. The telephone number is 714-557-3000. Fax number 714-957-8185. For more information, you can contact Mike Sanborn at 310-614-1444 during the nights, or Post Office Box 1256 in Bellflower, California, 90707. If you're into FM and television DX, the WTFDA, that's the Worldwide TV FM DX Association, will be hosting a convention. Actually, John Brumall is going to be hosting the convention. This convention will take place August the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Georgia. Somewhere, as the original site has become unavailable. For the latest information, you can contact John at WATC Television, Channel 57, at 1862 Enterprise Drive in Norcross, Georgia, 30093, or via the internet at Watch TV. That's WATC TV at Smart One. That's SMART1.net. And hope you go to one of those conventions and have some time meeting some DXers and having a good time. Hey, here's a guy that has good times all the time. He's Mr. Good Time himself. He's Phil Wayne.
B12 WOAI. Another hour of music power.
Hi, DXers. This is Phil for Market Scope for June 1997. This month, we check in with Dale Hamm from Austin, Texas, who sent in this air check tape of the San Antonio market. Dale?
Thank you, Phil. This is Dale Hamm coming to you from Austin, Texas, with a market scope of the San Antonio AM radio market. We'll start with 550 KTSA, 630 KSLR, 680 KKYX, 720, all Spanish, is KSAG, I do believe. 760 in all sports format, 860 KONO, 930 KLUP, and on. So I hope you all enjoy this market scope of the San Antonio AM market.
Hey, what a kooky thing that the government is doing again. I swear, talking about things aviation. When Frederico Pena was in charge of the FAA, that was the biggest Goomba deal I ever saw in my life. He was Goomba. Terrible. Oh, he Goomba. Was awful. He was terrible. So bad, in fact, that the government had they had to pull him out of there. Just had to say, no, Mr. Pena, you can't do this anymore. So what are they going to do now?
What?
They're going to make him energy committee chairman.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, he's Ricky. I'm Trey. We're the Wear Pair. We're getting out of here for the weekend. We'll be back here at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
Hasta la bego.
The good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Yep. Is that what you say?
That's what I say.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Everybody drive carefully. I don't know about you, kid. I got to go. These boots are killing me.
Have a great weekend.
Steve
Sellers and Eliza Sunnyland on News Talk 550 KTSA.
I just find it creepy that someone is listening in on a conversation that I'm having with someone. I don't have to be saying anything wrong or illegal, well, but it's just the idea that they would do it without your knowing about it.
5 till 9 each weekday morning.
Otherwise, stick a sign out in your front yard, ATF, FBI, stop by anytime and go through the house.
You've got the power breakfast.
I enjoy listening to you every morning.
News Talk 550 KTSA.
From the KTSA 24-hour newsroom, I'm Brent Bowler. More facts in a Selma murder, some rather arresting photos, and hail to the deputy chief. Details after ABC News. It's 4 o'clock at KTSA San Antonio.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Pam Colter. Did President Clinton dial for dollars from the White House?
San Antonio's Christian Radio, KSLR.
Let us pray. Stephen Curtis Chapman on Sunlight 63 KSLR. Sherry Kagi, Love of God, coming your way next.
San Antonio's Christian Radio, KSLR. KSLR, San Antonio's Christian Radio.
AM, KKYX. Judy Rodman, Until I Met You. AM, KKYX. Dave Griffith, 347. That's Judy Rodman, Until I Met You. Iggy's win in a shootout last night over the Wichita Thunder, keeping their slim playoff hopes alive. They'll continue to try to do that tonight. 7:15 is airtime. You'll hear the action right here on KKYX. And beginning now through Sunday night at KKYX San Antonio Iguanas Winners Weekend, your chance to see the final regular season game in the Ice House as the Iguanas will take on Wichita on Saturday, March the 15th. Listen for the Iguanas to make that goal, then be caller number 10. It'll happen between now and 4 o'clock. Win a pair of tickets. Listen for your chance to win on another KKYX San Antonio Iguanas Winners Weekend from 6:80 a.m. KKYX. Merle Haggard coming up.
Still yet to come.
KKYX, hi, who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie? Well, Carrie, I got some good news for you.
What?
You're number 10.
Really?
Really?
Oh, cool.
San Antonio Iguanas hockey for you on the 15th.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Saturday night in the Ice House.
Thanks.
The Iguanas take on Wichita. And you're going to be there, and I know you're going to yell and scream real loud for those San Antonio Iguanas. So, Carrie, tell everybody the station you depend on for classic country and easy ways to win.
KKYX.
KKYX, Bill Johnson in for Sylvia Torres. That'll be next on KKYX.
KKYX San Antonio Iguanas Winners Weekend, and your chance to see the final regular game of the season in the Ice House as the Iguanas take on the Wichita Thunder on Saturday, March 15th. From the home of the Iguanas in San Antonio, KKYX San Antonio.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. I'm Bill Johnson with KKYX News, sponsored by Exxon. Here's what's happening. The San Antonio Police Department is getting a new deputy chief today, Captain Manuel Longoria, 28 years old.
San Antonio. Este viernes Club Carnaval de Austin presenta un gigante baile tropicalísimo. Damas y caballeros, después de una larga ausencia, regresa el grupo número uno. Además, el grupo Motivo. Precio de admisión reducido de 7 a 9. Y todas las bebidas en casa solo 75 centavos de 7 a 9. Y ahí te esperamos.
Out of the southeast at 10 to 15. For the tickets, Sports Radio 760, I'm Michael Main.
All the big plays start here. The tickets, Sports Radio 760. All the big plays start here. The tickets, Sports Radio 760.
One-on-one sports.
The tickets, Sports Radio AM 760, KTKR San Antonio, your 24/7 station for sports.
Mutual News. The issue of campaign fundraising practices continued to plague President Clinton during a news conference at the White House this afternoon.
To join KCHG's Saturday Morning Country Gospel Show, The Gospel Train, with your conductor, Mr. Gospel Music himself, Jimmy Williams, with today's crew,
Anthony.
All aboard!
All again, what I like.
7 minutes after 4 o'clock, KONO, your good time oldies. Happy Friday to you. Ooh, yeah, like they called me on the island of Martinique. Hey, fat boy, you got to play the oldies, man. Yeah, they have loving names for me there. Coming up next, we'll just see how big a money you can win. KONO, good time oldies. Time to make your wallet a little fatter with the KONO Cash in the KONO Birthday Game. It's the KONO Birthday Game right here on KONO. Another great way to have fun, get rich with FM 101, AM 860, KONO, and Elvis.
Little sister, put your radio on FM 101.
KONO, this is good time oldies. This is Friday. This is the Dave Rios Radio Show. You can just call me Dave. That's cool. No problem. Hi, this is KONO. Who's this?
Larry.
Larry!
Hey!
What it is? What is it? What's up? What do you know? What do you say travels 8 miles a year?
A worm.
No. Thank you. Hi, this is KONO. Good time oldies. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Becky. What travels 8 miles a year?
A mouse.
A mouse?
Mm-hmm.
A computer mouse or a real mouse?
A computer mouse.
Nope. Hi, this is KONO. Good time. Thank you for calling, Becky. Hi, this is KONO. Good time oldies.
Yeah, I think it's an office chair.
You think it's an office chair? I think you're right.
All right.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Mike Smith.
Mike, where are you?
I'm on I-10, right?
Please drive safely.
I'm trying.
Please. You know, they say talking on the cellular phone while you're driving is like being drunk. If you've ever been drunk and talked on a cellular phone, I think they cancel each other out, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, radio station is the grooviest.
Oh, no.
Give me a big FM 101, KONO, hello to AM 860, KONO, San Antonio's only oldies.
WOAI.
Thanks, Dale. Good job saving my butt on Market Scope. I was out of possibilities here. Hey, if you'd like to send information on your radio marketing to me, Phil Wayne, you can contact me at 135 and a half Midland Avenue in Findlay. That's Findlay, Ohio, 45840-4642. Love to hear from you and get you and your market on Market Scope. We'll have more from San Antonio next month. Now, here's John Bowker.
And now, Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories about the development of broadcasting on the AM radio dial. And today I have some terrific news stories about the early and middle years of WOR in New York City. In earlier installments, you may remember, we talked about the station's early years in Newark and the start of the John Gambling morning shows. And then we traced that fantastic story about tracking the lost dirigible, the Shenandoah, by having listeners phone into WOR when they could hear the craft's engines overhead. I'm providing the captain with enough information right there that night from the WOR broadcasts to let him get his bearings and to land safely with no loss of life. Well, today we're going to take another look at the early formative years of WOR with plans to cover the 1920s, the 1930s, and the 1940s in separate editions of this column. First of all, however, I was impressed this month to receive a photograph of the radio department of the Bamberger Department Store in Newark, New Jersey, taken in 1922. The sales area is large. It's got regular glass showcases, full of radios, by the way, of all sorts and stuff. The room is well lighted, as you would expect of a department store, and totally uncluttered. And along one wall is a desk with a curtain next to it and a man standing by the display cases. The sign on the wall proclaims, L. Bamberger and Company Broadcasting Station, call letters WOR, wavelength 355 meters. The caption on the photo reads, WOR's first studio with Chief Engineer J.R. Papelli, shown at right. Well, the next clipping I have is from the minutes of a meeting held in April of 1923 at the boardroom of the Bamberger store in Newark. The chairman of the board read the following statement addressed to Mr. Papelli, and Mr. Papelli, by the way, Jack was there. It says, quote, Mr. Papelli, it is the consensus of the board of directors of the Bamberger store that we have received all of the value we can possibly have from WOR at this point. We consider the $20,000 invested in the station since our starting point 1 year ago to have been a worthwhile advertising venture for our radio department. It's been an interesting experiment. But we don't see much of a future for WOR, and we agree that at this point the best thing to do is turn back our license to the government. Is there anything you would like to say? Well, I won't quote from the entire response, but Mr. Jack Papelli made the point that WOR was a medium for talking to people, and he asked if that wasn't a valuable enough service to be tied to the Bamberger store. Now, note that even then, none of the participants foresaw radio as a general important advertising medium. But in all, Jack must have convinced them to change their minds because this past February 23rd, WOR celebrated its 75th year of continuous broadcasting in the New York metropolitan area. Papelli had been with the station right from the start. In fact, Papelli was the station right from the start. You see, it seems that the Bamberger Public Relations Director in 1922, Walter Moeller, had come up with the idea of trying out a radio station as a promotional gimmick for the store to help sell the wireless radio sets that it stocked. So an opening was created on the staff just at the time that Jack Papelli, an ex-Navy wireless operator, came walking in looking for a job in their radio department, and that was in January 1922. And after thoroughly planning what they would set up and where they would have it, the next step was to climb aboard a train bound for Washington, D.C. at 8 o'clock in the morning on February 20th, 1922. Jack, with an associate named Orville Orvis, immediately went to the Department of Commerce building in Washington, and by the time they took their seats for the return train at 4 o'clock that afternoon, they had a license in hand for a 250-watt radio station in Newark, New Jersey, with the call sign WOR. The next day in Newark, a surplus World War I transmitter was connected to a temporary antenna system, and on February 22nd, 1922, WOR signed on the air. First sound heard on the new station was a recording of Al Jolson's April Showers, wouldn't you know it? But Jack and Orville kept the station on the air every day. They would sign on each morning for a couple of hours, take a break until noon, another 2 hours in the afternoon, take another break until evening, and in between times, what did the staff do? They were behind the counter selling radio receivers for L. Bamberger and Company, of course. We've just started this story. It's a wonderful tale. And the rest is history. This is John Bowker.
If you have somebody to read a book to you, you might want to get a hold of this book. It's kind of interesting. It's entitled Don't Rush the Lord, A Pilgrimage to God's Purpose by Ken McHarg. It's 104 pages. This book describes the call to missionary work of Ken and Polly McHarg. It also contains several chapters about the history, programming, and facilities of HCJB, the voice of the Andes. One chapter is even a walkthrough of the HCJB studios and transmitter facilities. While written from a specifically Christian point of view, it is an interesting insight into a major international broadcaster of interest to any shortwave enthusiast. Ken McHarg is a program producer with HCJB and the host of HCJB's DX Party Line. Don't Rush the Lord by Ken McHarg can be ordered through Christian bookstores or for $9.95 plus $2 shipping and handling, $4 from outside North America. You can order it from HCJB, Post Office Box 39800, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80949 in the USA. And maybe in the future, Ken might have that on audio tape available to RDX audio service listeners. And speaking of listeners, let's hear from you in our Musings for Members.
Musings from Members by phone.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
If you're DXAS subscribed, you can call our comment line at 419-224-1609.
You have 45 seconds.
This is Mitch Pomerantz, Los Angeles, on Sunday, April 28th. Excuse me, Sunday, April 27th. This may take two calls. Lots going on in LA radio. 540 and 1260 are no longer carrying the same program. 540 is now IDing as XETIN out of Tijuana, and they are all classical. 1260 is still doing all Beatles, and they have not moved to 1650 as of yet. There is no Beatles station on 1650. KGIL and KNOB, they're doing a dual ID on 1260 with the Beatles station. On 670, we have a format change. What used to be one-on-one sports and call letters I can't remember, they are now Radio Centro America, KBCA, and they play some great music. The Zone, KTZN, on 710 is not an all-female format. Joe Crummy, which pretty well describes the station generally these days, I think in terms of ratings, Joe Crummy is still on the program on the format from 3 until 7, although his wife has joined him. It's a dreadful station. On 1240, it's been reported that KXPA is now KBLV out of Pasadena. There is no station by either call letter. It may be a construction permit, but I'm only about 12 miles or so away here in Hollywood, and I've heard nothing, and I keep monitoring. So that should cover it. Good DXing to everyone. Take care.
This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. I would like to make the following announcement. WGAW in Gardner at 1340 is now simulcasting with WEIM 1280 in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. This happened just a couple of weeks ago. This after a conversation I had with Ray C., one of the morning DJs at WEIM in Fitchburg. That is all for this time.
Hi, Fred, members of the DX Audio Service. Dale Ham calling from Austin, Texas with some format changes. 1260 KTAE Taylor, Texas went to an all-sports format. 1300 KVET starting May the 1st is going to drop simulcasting their FM to their AM, and they also are going to an all-news format.
Good morning. This is Tom Rothrock in Hagerstown, Maryland, on May 2nd, 1997. I have heard WSHP 1480 in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, just up the road here testing, playing easy listening music, and also WVFC, as in very fine country, on 1530 in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania, playing in fine country music. And WVFC in Somerset, Pennsylvania, about 100 miles from here, has changed formats and now playing oldies instead of country. And finally, WYSN, also in Somerset, on 1330. And that's the new caller.
Hi, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. I have the $64,000 question. With all the talk about high-definition TV and how it's going to be totally in operation in 9 years from now, the question is, will we be able to TV DX, or will it be totally different that we can't? Please answer this question. I know other members who also DX and would like to hear what's going to happen to DXing on TV in the future.
Hello, Ken Honest Chuck from Joliet, Illinois, your sports editor. Two brief items. In Chicago, this is Sunday, May 4th, 94.7, formerly WLS Talk Radio, then WKXK Country Music, switched 3 days ago to WXCD, from country to classic rock. Mark Marino mentioned it to me on Thursday, and we finally got the ID today. Also, former Chicago radio host, 50s and 60s, and then the Crystal Lake in the 70s, Josh Brady, 78, formerly WCFL and other outlets, passed away April 30th in Friendship, Wisconsin.
Hey, DXers, this is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, I'd like to thank Mark Marino for a darn good report on Chicago radio, the 1160 and 820 changes there. I'd like to ask Fred, or anyone out there, why is it on good quality world band receivers that have the FM mode you can get the dial goes below the standard broadcast band? In other words, I can get WMAQ Channel 5 out of Chicago on my 2010. I also would like to thank Jim Snowbacher for trying to find out what he could about KMOZ in Rolla, Missouri. Too bad that they wouldn't talk to him there. And now that you guys have the new heads and belts on that duplicator, the sound quality of the tapes is so much better.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Brown Summit, North Carolina, reporting some sad news. Reporting the passing of a longtime DX Audio Service member. Ron Clark passed away on May 5th due to complications of a stroke that he had about 10 days before. Keep Debbie and the rest of the family in your prayers and thoughts. 7-3, and thanks.
Hey, and that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. To answer our question about television DX, from what I've seen of examples of television digital processing, what is going to happen basically is as soon as enough bits of information are lost in the noise or as the signal starts to fall off, the signal basically disappears. It's like a cell phone. It's either there or it's not there, and there's really no point where it's maybe noisy or can be heard through the static. I think what is going to happen, at least for now, is going to be the DX is not going to be possible. But we'll see what happens as soon as they refine some of the technology which is going on. And you heard about member Ron Clark here on our musings. I wanted to also bring to light Tom R. Sundstrom gave us word of the death of WRNO's Joseph Costello in April. Joe was a radio pioneer in Louisiana through only in his mid-50s when he died. He made WRNO-FM a commercial hit long before most other broadcasters realized there was money to be made in the FM band. Few of us haven't heard of WRNO International, the shortwave station that he couldn't believe that other broadcasters hadn't thought of. Most broadcast owners have a sales management background. Joe was a broadcast engineer, which accounts for his unique perspective. Now here's Ken Onischuk with a look at the radio ratings.
Hi, DX friends. Ken Onischuk back again here. Well, just when you figured I'd run out of material after the annual baseball column, I hustled off to a nearby library and got fresh material for your delicate ears to digest. Now, winter Arbitrons are available, and I have reports for almost 20 cities this month. And let me start out here quickly. Number one city is New York. And number one is Rhythm and Blue formatted, WQHT at 6.1%, down up 0.4. Sports Radio 660, WFAN at 2.4, down 0.4. 710, WOR at 3.4, steady. 770, WABC at 3.1, up 0.2. 880, WCBS at 4, up 1.4. The number one AM station, though, is 1010 WINS, 3.7 up 3/10. The rest, 1190 WLIB, is 1%, and 1280 WADO at 2%, and 1560 WQEW is 1.8%. Market number two is Los Angeles. The most listened to station is Spanish, unbelievable. 107.5 KLVE at 6%, down 1% nearly. All the AMs here, 570 KLAC with 2.4, down 2/10. 640 KFI, 4.3, same as last. 790 KABC at 3%, down 2/10. 930 KKHJ, 1.1%. 980 KFWB at 2.8, down up almost 1. Up, that is. 1020 KTNQ at 2.1% steady. 1070 KNX, 2.4% steady. 1110 Rhythm and Blues Oldies on KRLA, one down 3/10. 1330 KWKW at 1.1, down 6/10. And 1540 KXMG, 1.1 steady. Here at base here in the Chicago area, number one WGN at 6.2, though down 4/10. Sports Talk, 1160 WSCR XA20, 2.9 up 4/10. The rest of the AMs, 560 WIND at 0.6, up 0.1. 670 WMAQ, 2.2, down 0.5. 780 WBBM, 4.1, up 6/10. 890 WLS, 4, up 7/10. 1000 WMVP, 1.1, up 1/10. 1116 WJJD Nostalgia, 0.5, down 0.6 for the last time. 1390 WGCI AM, 1.2, steady. Others, 850 WAIT, 2.6, steady. 1450 WVON, 0.8, up 0.1. 1300 WTAQ, 0.5, up 0.3. 1200 WLXX, 0.5, down 1/10. Now we move next market, Philadelphia. Number one station is, I like to sing this, KYW News Radio 1060. Now they've heard it for the last 30 years. They're 7.1, though down 2/10. Sports Radio 610 WIP, 3.7 steady. Others, 950 WPEN, 5%, up 0.5. 1340 WHAT, 1 down 4/10. 1480 WDAS at 1.1, up 3/10. Next, we move to Detroit, Michigan. 97.9, number 1, WJLB at 7.9, though down 1.2. Number 1 AM, sad state, 760 WJR is 6.2%, though they're in a slow decline in ratings. Others, 580 CKWW, 2.5, up 2/10. 950 WWJ, 5.6, up 2/10. Sports Talk, 1130 WDFN, 1.3, down 2/10. 1270 WXYT, 3.3, steady. And 1400 WQBH, 1.4, down 2/10. We move on to the West Coast. San Francisco, Oakland. Number one is AM. Okay. 810 KGO at 7% steady. Other is 560 KSFO, 2.2, down 2/10. 610 KFRC, 3.8, down 0.2, that is. 680 KNBR, 3.1, down 0.4. 740 KCBS, 4.5, steady. 910 KNEW, 1.1, steady. 960 KABL, 2.1, up 3/10. 1170 KLOK, 1.3, up 2/10. 1370 KKSJ, 1.1, up 2/10. 1550 KPIX, 1.1, down 2/10. In nearby San Jose, market 30, KNBR registered a 3.6%. KGO got a 7.2. KLOK got a 2.5. And KKSJ got a 3.3. Next market, Washington, D.C. Number one is powerful, 95.5 WPGC, Morningside, Maryland, 6.5, up 4/10. Number one AM, 630 WMAL. News Talk, 4.9, up 2/10. Sports Talk, 570 WTEM is 1.1, steady. The others, 1340 WICB, 1.4, steady. 1450 WOL, 1.1, steady. 1500 WTOP, 2.9, down 0.5. And 1580 WPGC at 1.2, up 8/10. We moved to Boston, where AM is king there. 1030 WBZ at 8.1% steady. Sports Talk 850 WEEI 4.1 up 3/10. Others 680 WRKO 6.2 steady. 1090 WILD 1.2 steady. 1430 WXKS 2.4 up 6/10. We go up to the Pacific Northwest to Seattle, where AM is king there too. 710 KIRO, thank you. 6.7, though, down 2/10. Sports Talk 950, KJR, 2.5, up 0.5. Others, 570, KVI, 4.3, down 1.3. 770, KNWX, 1.3, down, that's up 3/10. 880, KIXI, 3.9, down 8/10. AM 1000 there, Como, 2.7, down almost 1. 1090, KRPM, 2.8, up 2/10. 1300 KMPS 4.6 down 1.3. To the far southwest to San Diego, number 1 AM is 1130 KSDO at 4.9 up 7/10. Sports Talk 690 XTRA 2.2 down 2/10. Would you believe it didn't even show up in the LA Arbitron this time? Other 600 KOGO 1.1 down 9/10. 760 KFMB 4.2 down 4/10. 1240 KSON, AM and FM 4.3 down almost 2%. 1360 KPOP 3.2 up 7/10. 1450 KSPA 1.4, also listed KFI at 2.5 and KNX at 1%. Back to the Midwest, we go to St. Louis, where 1120 KMOX is number 1, as usual, 11.8%, but down 1.2. Sports Talk 590 KFNS in Wood River, Illinois, 1.2 up 2/10. Others 550 KTRS, 2.4 up 4/10. 770 WEW, 1.2 steady. 1260 WIBV, Belleville, at 1, almost down 1. 1430 WRTH, 2.6 up 3/10. We move east to Cleveland, number 1, though, FM, 105.7 WMJI, 8.8 up 1. Number 1 AM is 850 WRMR, 5.4 down, though, 1.7. The big 1100 WTAM at 5.3 up 6/10. Sports Talk 1220 WKNR 2.7, they lost 1.5 points last time. 1490 WJMO 1.6, though, down 0.5. 1540 WABG 1.7 up 6/10. And nearby in Akron, WKNR gets a 2.6%, and local 1590 WAKR gets a 4% down 3/10. We move east to Pittsburgh, where KDKA rules the roost, but they losing slowly, just down 12.2% is number 1. 970 WWSW at 3, down 9/10. 1080, the former WDSY in country, is now WPGR, 7.5 down 4/10. 1250 WTAE, 3.8 down 6/10. 1320 WJAS, 4.5 down 1.1. 1410 KQV, 1.1 steady. We move over to Buffalo. Number 1 is AM again. WBEN 930, 9.5, though down almost 2%. 550 WGR at 6, up 7/10. 1230 WECK, 6.5, up 4/10. And 1400 WWWS, 1% steady. We move south to Baltimore. Number 1 AM again. 1090 WBAL, 8.5, down 2/10. Then 600 WCAO, 2.5, down 4/10. 680 WCBM, 2.5, up 4/10. 1230 WITH, 1.1, up 4/10. 1300 WJFK, 1.6, down 2/10. And 1360 WWLG, 1.3, up 4/10. We move to Hartford, Connecticut, where number 1 is FM, though. 100.5 WRCH, 12.8, up 2/10. 1080 WTIC dropped to number 2 at 12.5, up 4/10. Also, 1230 WLAT, 1.1 steady. 1360 WDRC, 4.7, up 0.5. And New York's WFAN, 1.1, though down 0.5. And finish with Providence, Rhode Island. Number 1 AM is 790 WLKW at 6.2, up 1.4. And the other, 630 WPRO at 4.2, down 2/10. Boston Sports Talk WEEI gets a 1.3%, and that's it from here. And just for your information, here in Joliet, Illinois, I'm about 30 miles southwest of Chicago. Here's an idea of what the WSCR 1160 signal sounds now. North, south, and then nulling it.
You could win both playoff tickets, plus store and Miller collectibles. You must be 21 and present in halftime to win. No purchase necessary.
Using GE Super Radio about 8:40 p.m. on Wednesday night, May the 7th. That's it from here. Ken Honest Check reporting. So long, everyone.
By the time you receive this tape, After Dark Number 7 should just about be ready for shipment. After Dark Number 7 is a four-cassette feature on C90 cassettes in an attractive binder that we sell, and it's basically material that we don't have time for here on the DX Audio Service, or material that we think you would be interested in, but it doesn't really follow the normal format of the audio service. We've got a lot of interesting material on it. If you'd like to purchase it, it's available from the Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York. That's Mansville, New York, 13661 in the United States. We're taking pre-orders right now. In fact, I think Audrey Levine is first on the list to get her DX Audio Service After Dark Number 7. If you'd like to secure yours, please contact Ken at the Publication Center. It's $9.50 if you live in the United States, but contact Ken if you're outside the United States for rate and postal details. If you don't like listening to my voice, you might not want to purchase it because I took some of the suggestions from some of our members who said they wanted to hear more feature articles and more technical articles. So what I did is I read a lot of this material here in the past couple months and put it onto tape, and I think you're going to find it of great interest. Some of the things that we're going to be featuring is one whole side of a C90 is devoted to the International DX Report with Bruce Conte. We also have a look at KVET's birthday celebration, the switchover WIPA, WJJD. And I also have an interesting article on the Battle of the Super Radios. What is the actual comparison of these radios? You'll hear that and more on After Dark Number 7 from the Publication Center. Also available from the National Radio Club's Publication Center is one new product, which I think everyone's going to be excited about, and also an older product we've been carrying, but its brand new edition is out. First of all, the new item, the brand new National Radio Club DX Audio Service AM List. The AM List disc comes with a code.txt file that has the codes for the various columns included. The National Radio Club is offering this primarily for our sight-impaired members of the DX Audio Service. It is available to National Radio Club members for $6 postpaid from the National Radio Club's Publication Center and is supplied on a 1.44 megabyte floppy disk. The AM List contains frequency, call letters, state, city, antenna, day power, night power, additional powers, permits, time zone, and stereo operation. And you might be asking yourself, why should I get this list instead of the others? Well, quite frankly, it's because it's from the National Radio Club's Publication Center, and it's accurate. It's not just a copy of a database which may contain errors. So contact the Publication Center for that. Also available is the brand new edition, the 17th edition of the FM Atlas book, Bruce Elving's FM Atlas. It's $17 to members of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, $19 postpaid. You can contact Ken Channerton at the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 in the USA, or call area code 315-387-3583 for ordering information. Maybe you didn't hear about this, but two Washington area firms bid a total of $173 million at the government auction for the right to provide a new breed of radio service that can be heard coast to coast and offers CD quality reception. American Mobile Radio Corporation, a unit of American Mobile Satellite Corporation of Reston, Virginia, placed a winning bid of $89.9 million at a Federal Communications Commission sale of one of two licenses to offer digital audio radio. Washington-based CD Radio Incorporated put down a top bid of $83.3 million for the second license in a long-delayed and controversial auction limited to four companies. Digital radio, expected to be up and running by the latter half of 1999, will be beamed via satellite network and will allow listeners to tune in anywhere in the country. It will be subscription-based and will offer listeners anywhere from 25 to 50 stations of music, news, and other specialized programs. The small satellite antenna needed to tune in the broadcast could be installed in cars, trucks, and homes. People who drive a lot or live in remote areas with a few existing radio channels are considered prime candidates for the new service. CD Radio expects to have its service in the second half of 1999, offering 50 channels of programming. Most channels will be commercial-free and offer music. So what do you think? Is this the end of AM and FM broadcasting? Let's hear from you on our Musings to Members line. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but let's give it a try. I'm changing our database over from the older DOS-based program to the newer Windows Office program. And during that changeover, if you have any changes you'd like to make on your mailing label, please let me know. Have a sighted person check your mailing label, make sure the information is correct, and then let me know if there's any changes that need to happen. Also, I'd appreciate a phone number, a fax number, or an email address so that if we have a tape that gets returned or we can't get in touch with you or tapes come back from the post office, we have a way of getting in touch with you. So please give me that information, and that is confidential. I'm the only one that sees it. We don't share databases with anyone or give out addresses to any members. But let's see if we can get our database up and corrected. That's it. That's all. There's no more. So what I'd like you to do is take out your secret decoder ring, turn it to setting B2602, turn on the oscillator to approximately 1,000 kilohertz, and here is your secret message.
Why, dear girl, what's there? It's not Ignatz. Hey, look, here's the universe.